Good morning. Sorry, little habits. Okay. So.
There's like a certain amount that you're supposed to learn.
We're doing one page a day. So we're starting today the Dirshut Daf Yomi BaHalacha program. We're going to do one page of Shulchan Aruch Mishnah Berurah each and every day. So the truth is, wonderful opportunity just to begin to learn Halacha. Shir is going to be 20 minutes, not even a little bit less. We're going to be finished by 9 o'clock, Emir Tzashem. And we're going to get through the Shulchan Aruch and selected Mishnah Berurahs. We also dedicate our learning for the Refuah Shlema Meir Shaul Yitzchak Ben Devorah, Eliyahu Yisrael Ben Tamar, Tehila Tzipora Bashira Lea, Eliana Mashachaya Baschana Malka, Ariella Bas Michal, Yaakov David Ben Abigail, and of course the Ilui Nishmas, the children who were killed in the terrible fire in Brooklyn over Shabbos. Hope that their neshamas have an aliyah and their families a nechama. So let's begin. Simen Aleph, Din Hashkamas HaBoker. The halacha was concerning how to wake up in the morning. So the Shulchan Aruch begins with a very beautiful idea. Yiskaper Ka'ari Lamo BaBoker Lavodos Boro. Person should get up in the morning like a lion to serve his God, Shiehu Ma'ora HaShachar, that a person should go ahead and awaken the dawn. So the first thing the Shulchan Aruch is telling us is that at the end of the day, the Jew doesn't just like slink out of bed, or the Jew doesn't, or I should say differently, you know, on the Jewish alarm clock, there is no snooze button. On the Jewish alarm clock, again, the alarm goes off, there's an incredible opportunity to live a beautiful and impactful and meaningful day. The Jew gets up like a lion. So look at the Mishnah Berurah, says, Aleph, La'avodas boro, ki lekach nivra adam, for this is what man was created. Kimo sha'amar ha'kosov, kol anikra b'shmilach fodi barasiv, va'af, and listen to this, va'af, im yasi enu yitzra b'choref lomar, Ech tamod baboker kia kar gadol. See, even though in the wintertime a person has Yetzirah. And what does Yetzirah say in the wintertime? The Yetzirah sleep. It's so cold outside. It's so cold. Just stay in bed. Oh, yasi enu bekayitz lemor. Ech tamod mitascha va'adayin lo savata mishnasecha. Or during the summertime, again, you know, you're up much later because it gets darker much later. So a person, the alarm goes off in the morning, the Yetzirah says, oh, how can you get up? There's so much more sleeping to be done. Yiskaber ala va'al yishmalo. A person has to overcome his Yetzirah and cannot listen to it. Listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says. Ilu hayo nitzrach lamo lishar sefnei melech basar badam. If a person was called, a person had a meeting with an earthly king, kama hayo zohir v'zariz lamo bashkama lahachin atzmo lavadoso. How careful he would be to get up early and to be on time for his appointment. So we'll say, again, the contemporary application of this today, you have a big meeting with investors, you have a big meeting with client. Is there anyone who would say the alarm goes off and says, oh, I'm too tired, I know it's a big deal, $1 million, but you know, I'm exhausted, I'd rather sleep. Would anyone in their right mind ever say, I'd rather sleep an extra half hour than make $1 million? No one would ever say it. See, here's the chap. The chap is that what you get by davening with the minyan, what you get by coming to learn, is worth so much more. Imagine if the deal was worth $5 million, $10 million, $20 million. Imagine if the deal was just an eternality of incredible gain. So eternity of incredible gain. No one would give that up. But yet again, sometimes you don't measure our spiritual opportunities in those ways. That ice is making a lot of noise, by the way. Kol shekein, kavchor b'noshal kavchor m'lefnei melech machay amochim ha-kadosh baruch hu. Right? All the more so, what happens? All the more so when I have an appointment with the Ribono Shalom. For a melech basar vadam, I would make sure not to miss that appointment. I'd be there no matter what. All the more so when I have an appointment, I have a rendezvous with God every single morning. All the more so I have to be so careful never to be late and never to miss it. Let's do one more Mishnah Berurah. Hashachar Beis. This is actually very beautiful. B'shla Kasav Sod. In the Shla is the Shnei Luchos Habris. He writes calls it a secret or a fundamental idea. Bless you. Lechaber Yom V'Layla B'Torah U'B'Tvila. It is very important to join night and day with prayer and with Torah learning. Hein baboker, hein ba'erev. The idea is that it is saying two things. First of all, a person has to make sure to learn both by day and by night. That's number one. But there's also a special inyan to dafka learn as night goes into day and as day goes into night. So kind of, you know, those of us who are privileged to be here in the morning, so you know that's kind of a little bit of what you experience. Because remember, again, you have this idea where you're getting up early in the morning and you're learning in the wee hours in the morning, and as you're sitting and learning, and now this time of year you see it. You look out, you know, I have the privilege, I get to see the glass, and you see, like, the sun coming up. I mean, you don't see the sun comes up that way, but you begin to see the light. You're literally able to connect night and day together all through Torah learning, through tefillah. Umiyav kishis or mishnasa ve'inarotz lishon nital yad. Excuse me. Umiyav kishis or mishnasa. Now the Mishnah Berurah launches in a little bit into halacha. He says immediately when you get up in the morning, ve'inarotz lishon, and you are finished sleeping, yital yadav af shenishar mushkav. A person should go out and wash his hands, even if he's still lying down. So that the Mishnah Berurah is referring to the practice that many have to keep netilas yadayim, hand washing, right by their bed. The idea is that, again, we'll get into these halachos, but when a person sleeps, there's a ruach ra, there's a spirit of impurity that rests upon the hands, and that's why upon awakening, one has to go out and wash their hands. So the Mishnah Berurah says that immediately upon awakening, even before you get out of bed, so some wash their hands right there. Umikol shekein, shelo yelech arba amos below netilas daim. But even if you're not going to wash right by your bed, you shouldn't walk more than 4 amas without doing netilas daim, without doing negel vasser, hand washing in the morning. Now remember, that's not a lot of space. It's not a lot of distance. Dalet amas is 6 feet. So look at the Mishnah Berurah. V'tzarech mol lizar bazeh. See, quotes over here. Skip down a little bit. See, he says, V'kasav asharei tshuva. I'm sorry. Look at the first wide line of the Mishnah Berurah. Yesh omrim. I don't know if we all have the same format over here. But yesh omrim, dele inyon zeh aminon kula beisa kidalid amos dami. So interesting, if the Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who explain that for these purposes, the entire house is considered to be like Dalet Amos. And I will say, now this is what many of us are somechan. Because remember again, okay, if you keep your negel vasser, right, if you keep your washing cup and your basin by your bed, great, as soon as you wake up, you're ready to wash, wonderful. But many don't have that particular cup. And so what do they rely on? Especially given the fact that the Mishnah Berurah said explicitly that one should not walk more than Dalet Amos without washing their hands in the morning. And the answer is because the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Shari Tshuva, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Yesh Omrim, who say that one's entire home is considered like Dalet Amos. That your home is considered to like your Dalet. Your home is, because remember, what does Dalet Amos represent? Dalet Amos represents like a person's immediate personal space. So therefore, there are some who explain that a person's entire home, that's like his Dalet Amos. And therefore, again, I could walk to the bathroom, I could walk to the kitchen, whatever it is that a person would normally be going to do netilas yadayim. Aval in lismoch azeh, kiyem b'shasat chaks. Interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah writes, his particular opinion is, but nevertheless, one should try to be a little bit more vigilant, and if possible, one should try not to walk dalet amos without first washing their hands. It's only if, again, for whatever reason that's not possible, that one could consider the entire. Now, I will say, other posts can bring down that the truth is one could even rely on this lechatchila, this idea that the entire home is considered to be dalet amos, and therefore, again, one doesn't have to necessarily keep a water basin right by their bed, but since one is going to walk to the bathroom or some other area, my home is my immediate space, and therefore, as long as I'm washing right immediately upon getting up, even if I'm walking a little bit of a distance, it's still going to be okay. Im ira. Kishemashkim balayla she'in lo mayim nito yodo shalosh pamim karoi la'aviru ha'chatuma afa pikein chalila lo levatel medivrei Torah mishum zeh ad shiar hayom elo yitol ma'at o yinaki yodov b'chomidi diminaki v'yivarech v'yumol kedin talmud ba'poskin. So we'll say, we will see this halacha in a little bit more greater depth later on. We'll discuss the idea of hand washing to remove the spirit of impurity that is associated with sleep. But in Mishnah Berurah, something very interesting. Let's say a person gets up and they don't have water, or they don't have sufficient water to be able to wash each hand 3 times, as is the halacha. So the halacha is like this. The Mishnah Berurah says, one should not lose out on an opportunity to learn because they don't have sufficient water. Therefore, better to go ahead and wash, clean your hands in some way, wash with whatever water you have, or wipe your hands on some type of surface that is able to clean it, and one is able to learn after that. Again, we'll discuss later on that when one later on has access to water, one should still wash in order to remove the ruach tumah later on. Back up to the top, to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama Haga. So also remember, the Mechaber of Yosef Karo began with the statement that Yiskaber Kari Lamo Baboker, that I should be Ma'ora the Shachan. I will say, what that means is, the Mechaber is saying, I should be up before dawn. I should be up before dawn. It should be me that wakes the dawn and not the dawn that wakes me. So it's interesting. So the Rama comes along and says, Haga, V'yal kol panim lo ya'achar zman ha'tfilah sha'atzir ha'mispalin. You know what? All right. If you're not going to get up, you know, before dawn, at least try to daven with a minyan. Right? So he says over here, okay, you're not getting up before dawn? Fine. Just make sure to daven b'tzibor. Hagah. So now the Rama says again, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. I have placed HaKadosh Baruch Hu before me at all times. Hu klal godol b'Torah. This is an incredibly important klal, a principle in the Torah, of Ma'alos HaTzadikim, and one of the Milus, one of the incredible traits of the righteous, Asher Hochel Mifnei Elokim. Now, Bosse, when that means is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit means that the key to spiritual success in life is ongoing, constant, and perpetual God awareness. If you live your life, if I live my life like I am always in the presence of the Ribono Shel Olam, that shapes the entirety of my day. Ki ein yeshiva sa'adam utnu'asa va'asakav, because the actions and the dealings of a person, v'hu levado beveso, ki yeshiva sa'utnu'asa va'asakav v'hu lefim elachkal. Because Mosai, the way that people are, is that our actions are fundamentally different when we know that someone is watching. There are certain things I may do when I'm all alone by myself, but those same things I would never do in the presence of another. Well, the Jew realizes, I am always in the presence of the other. I always dwell within the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid, and therefore, because I'm constantly in the presence of God, therefore what? That must shape and inform my behaviors at all times. V'lo diburo v'harchavas piv kirtzono. A person has to be careful. The way I talk, I shouldn't just talk. You know, we'll say, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed us with a filter, because there are certain things that some filters need a little bit more repairing or tweaking or retuning. But the idea is, I have this ability to think something, but no, that I shouldn't necessarily say it. Or perhaps I shouldn't say it in the way that I'm thinking it. Because again, I might talk a certain way when I'm in familiar surroundings, but again, would be a little bit more vigilant and careful with my speech when I'm in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kol shekin, kishiyasim ha'adam elibo, sha'amelech ha'god la'kadosh baruch ha'shamelo kol ha'aretz kivodo, Rabbi, all the more so again when I know that I sit in the constant presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who fills the entire world and who sees everything that I'm doing. As the pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if a man hides himself in the most hidden and deep places, will I not see him? So says God. If a person of us lives with this awareness, miyad yagia elav hayira v'hachna bepachat Hashem yisbarach ubashto mimenu tamid. We'll say, if a person lives his life with constant God awareness, then by definition it informs and it shapes the way I live each and every day. And I want to say, this is such an incredible yisod, such an incredible and beautiful idea, that ultimately, what's the most important thing in life? You know, we think, what's the secret to success in terms of one's spirituality? So we often think it's how much you learn, or how many mitzvot you do, or how much chesed you do. It's not true. The key to success in spirituality is Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. If I live life with perpetual God awareness, if I live my life like I know Ribono Shel Olam, you hear everything, you see everything, you're with me every single step of the way, that is the key to spiritual success. So we'll say, interestingly enough, the Mishnah Berurah, in paragraph Dalet, which we're not going to do inside, we're only going to show it to you outside. Actually, let's just do the first line. He says, HaTzadikim dahainu sheyitzayir b'nafsho tamid eichshu omer lefnei Hashem Yisparach. A person has to think internally all the time. He has to think about the reality of how I dwell within the presence of God. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu melah kol aretz kivodo. God fills every single particle of space in this world. V'kasu b'shem ha'arizal sheyitzayir shem hava ko. Tamid neged enav, benikut yira kazeh, yud hey, and then vav hey. So, you know, you see this very often in shuls, where they have these type of drawings. Some siddurim have it also on the front page, where you have like this thing like yud hey, and then vav hey, and you have a menorah, you have all these. Where does that come from? That comes from this idea of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Summit. So many shuls, Meretz Hashem will have it in our new shul as well. Just something in front of the Shliach Tzibur, that this idea of the name of Hashem right there, that's, if you put the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in front of you at all times, that is the ultimate reminder that I dwell within the presence of God. And if you have a constant awareness that you dwell and you live and you exist within the presence of God, it shapes and informs everything else you do. I will say, just as an aside, in the last 2 minutes that we have, in the Dirshu commentary over here, which shows you have the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah on the right page over here, So he says something very beautiful. He's quoting from the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Makom Mitzvah Imat Tzibor, Ubeber HaDavar Kasav L'Kamon. Listen to this. Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mois B'Tfilat Tzibor. Rabbi says it's very important to daven with a minyan. Do you know why? Because God never rejects the prayer of a congregation. Ubisifro Shmiras Halashon Herich Levares Godla Inyan Shal Tfilah B'Tzibor V'Smaloseh Umanasham Kamadvarm. So listen to this. B'Masholich Lebeis HaKnesses Yesh L'Schar K'Neged HaPizyos. Rabbi says when you go to shul, so there are many milas in Tfilah B'Tzibor. Number one, when you go to shul, you get reward for every single step, or maybe for every little mile, for every little bit you drive, every single step you take to get to shul, you get schar for that. Furthermore, again, when you come to shul, very often a shul is not just a shul, it's a place where people learn Torah. So wherever people learn Torah, that's where the shechina is. Therefore, you have the ability to literally see the shechina. Va'od shemargil achirim la'asos kamahu v'yikabel schar avuram. And Abbasi, here's what's amazing, is that when people say, you know, people see Chaim Yankel goes to learn, and Chaim Yankel goes to daven, people say to themselves, you know what, if Chaim Yankel could go ahead and go to shul and he could daven with a minyan, I can do it as well. But Abbasi, what he's saying over here is, sometimes we don't realize that we lead by example. And when I do something, even though I don't think I'm leading or I don't think I'm setting an example for anyone, people look at what we do and someone sees me, no matter how hard I work or how long my hours are, how demanding my job is, but I make time to daven with a minyan and I make time to learn, that inspires others to do the same. Well, if you inspire others by leading by example, guess what? Not only do you get schar for your own actions, but you get schar for those who you inspire to act as well. And I will say, when you do mitzvos together with the tzibor, everyone's mitzvos are uplifted. And the time of davening b'tzibor is a time of incredible receptivity, celestial receptivity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately is mekabel those tefilos. And look what he writes. Even though today, most of us don't have a lot of kavana when we daven. We'll discuss this. Most of us just don't have a lot of kavana. Mikomakom kishem espalal imat sibor mispalat filoso afilu kisheina bekavana kolkach. Now we'll say this is the best part. You know what the best part is? The best part is that even if you struggle with kavana, which we all do, when you daven with a tzibor, the fact that you are part of a collective, by definition, that lifts up your tfilos. So Rabosai, what comes out from today's daf is, number one, again, at least we should try to be ma'or the shachar. The goal of the Jew is to get up, to jump out of bed, because I realize I have so much to accomplish, so much to do, so much to actualize today. If I can't go ahead and wake up before the dawn, at least make sure to daven b'tzibor. Why should I daven b'tzibor? I get reward for every single step that I take. I inspire others without even realizing it. And even if I don't have kavana, davening b'tzibor, by definition, gives my tfilos that extra push and that extra intensity. The goal of spiritual success, or the spiritual success in life, is defined as Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Live life with a constant God awareness, and that will shape and inform everything we do. Shkoyach.